It's 6:45. Good morning, I'm Anthony Morneau with KRWG News. Events this weekend mark the 45th anniversary of the WNMU Museum. Fred Martino talked with Museum Director Dr. Cynthia Bettison to learn more about the events.
You know, I know that Saturday's event marks the completion of work at the museum's home, Fleming Hall. Tell me about that to start.
Well, the Western New Mexico University Museum's home, Fleming Hall, is a historic building. It's 102 years old this year. And in 2016, the voters of New Mexico voted to approve of the general obligation bond for higher education. Some of that money went to the renovation at Fleming Hall. And the work that we did was to install for the first time ever a humidity, ventilation, and air conditioning system, which is also a heating system within the museum, throughout a new security, brand new LED lighting, and also sort of some structural issues in terms of stabilizing our historic, beautiful roof that's famously a truss beam ceiling.
Okay, wow. So a lot of different work, and certainly after more than a century in Silver City, something certainly to celebrate. We're also celebrating this weekend the wonderful collection of pottery that you have at the museum. Give us an understanding of the significance of this collection.
Well, the University Museum is celebrating its 45th anniversary this weekend, along with the transformation that we talked about. And we started in 1973 and really opened to the public in 1974 with a collection known as the Isley Collection of Southwestern prehistoric pottery and artifacts. But our real claim to fame is the donation by Margaret Ross Hinton in 2011 of the Nan Ranch Collection, which is the largest, most comprehensive collection of Mimbres, Mogollon, pottery, and cultural artifacts from a single scientifically excavated Mimbres site in the Mimbres Valley. And I happened to be a student on that project as a graduate student in 1981, in the field season of 1981, and that's how I came to know Western New Mexico University Museum.
Wow. And you couldn't leave then?
I would tell you, I couldn't leave. I actually told my many colleagues in my cohort, you know, from that time, that I was standing in one corner of the museum, which was then described until recently as quaint and dark. I was standing in a corner and said, someday I will come back and make this into a real museum. I have a tendency to say real museum.
And you did it.
And I did it. And I came back in 1991, so I've been here. It'll be 29 years next March.
Oh, that's wonderful.
I've been the director here.
Wonderful. You have
so
a very
work.
Yeah, you have a very special attendee too at the event who's going to speak to the public on Sunday as well. The principal investigator you work with at the site. Tell me about that.
So Dr. Harry Schaefer is a professor emeritus of Texas A&M University in College Station, and he was the principal investigator of, as you mentioned, of the Nan Ranch ruin and the Nan Ranch archaeological research project. And he will be attending on Saturday and then giving a lecture on Sunday about what the Nan Ranch ruin has taught us about the Mimbres culture and their pottery, and about the Mimbres people and how they lived and how, you know, how they built their homes, and basically their life way and why they made this beautiful pottery that we think they made, this beautiful pottery that we have on display at the University Museum, along with a lot of beautiful other artifacts that we can display of the history of the university and things like that. But Harry, Dr. Schaefer, he's been a mentor to me all these years, only being a student for weeks at Texas A&M. I just want to make sure everybody knows it was only 6 weeks. Because I was going to Eastern New Mexico University for my master's at that time. I have to tell you, one of the things that I've said to him is something that my mother said to me, that my life began with Nan Ranch. My life as an archaeologist, my life as a professional. And I owe it to him, and I owe it to Margaret Ross Hinton, the late Margaret Ross Hinton, and her family.
Dr. Cynthia Bettison, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
And just a quick update on these events. The Sunday lecture will be held at 6 p.m. at Light Hall. More on that. And Saturday's ticketed museum event at krwg.org.